Laughlines is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older. All right, welcome to Laughlines, the show that combines very funny people with my very serious gambling addiction. We're going to discuss and dissect pop culture through the perverted, depraved, and sinful lens of gambling. I want to first bring in my co-host, also co-host of the Megan Fun of Sports podcast, also backstage correspondent for Friday Night SmackDown, Megan Morant O'Brien, Jessica Parker Conley. How are you, Megan?
You got a lot of names. It is so good to see you. I do have a lot of names. I am still on SmackDown. I was not drafted, so I'm still on the blue brand. Things are good over here in sunny Florida.
Good. It's good to see. Now, I don't want to start trouble off the bat, but I really want to start trouble off the bat. So here I go. Megan confided in me. Mm-hmm. And brother Bri, last week we tortured her about being on too many text chains. Not too many. I mean, who's to say it's too many? But Eddie Spaghetti, I think I put the over under at 3,300 text chains that she regularly checks in with. And you said over, easily over. And we made fun of that further. And then she confided to me and brother Bri. She said, I got to tell you, don't tell anyone else, but I have this text chain pinned. Now, I didn't even know you could pin text chains. What does that mean? How do you do that first?
So on your iPhone, this is going to be great for all the listeners. Please pull out your iPhone, and where it has all of your messages, you're allowed to pin up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You're allowed to pin up to 9 threads.
Oh, it's a 3-dot thing. You hit the 3 dots at the top, right?
Yes, you hit the 3 dots and you can pin them. So then you're most frequently texted groups are all right there.
And Spaghetti is not on the pinned, and Mikey Meatballs is not on a chain that's pinned. And so
you and Bri are pinned. Wow. Megan and Eddie are pinned for podcast purposes too. My family group chat is pinned. My family group chat is lively. I mean, that thing goes off all day long.
I don't understand. What does it do then? You get to the top of
I don't have to go and scroll through, you know, I don't have to go and scroll through all of my texts to see. It's just boom, right on the top. And then if I think of something funny or something, like all of my pins are they're kind of in different groups. And so a lot of my pins are sort of having the same conversation because obviously I'm leading the conversation in all of my pins.
Yeah, so that's how you get it going. So there are pins higher than others, right?
I mean, like my husband's my top at the pin because, you know, if I die, that one should be there. Family is next. I mean,
is Spaghetti lower than me? That's what I'm getting at here. Spaghetti.
You guys are in the same row.
It can't be the same row. Spaghetti, what do you think of this? Would you be upset if you were pinned lower than me or not at all?
No, I mean, I feel like you should be pinned higher than me. It's your network, so it's all fine. But I understand
why. Network. These are conversations. Dear.
It's always content, and I do understand why I am pinned with Megan because we do have the show. So I do appreciate Megan doing that. And obviously, just a joke about the many text threads. I do enjoy conversing with Megan.
Well, thanks, you guys. I do need to come up with a better profile picture for you, Sal, because right now for brother Bri, I have a great photo for him.
I don't have pictures anyone. You guys put photos for everybody?
Yeah, a wonderful photo for brother Bri. I have a hilarious photo of Harry. I don't have any photo of you, which is problematic.
Is there such a thing as a not hilarious photo of Harry? I mean, he sent us one today. He's with Bruce Springsteen wearing his Against All Odds t-shirt, custom made with just his big fat head on there.
I love Bruce Springsteen's hat that he was wearing in the previous photo, the little scally cap. It's one that Eddie Spaghetti often wears.
So. Oh, right. It's crazy what's going on there. It really is. They're just like, what did brother Bri call it? Pop-Tartsarazzi? The
paparazzi. For those of you who don't know, our I'm going to call him our friend. I don't really know him that well. Our friend Ken is on a Bruce Springsteen tour with Harry and all of these people. And basically they just stay at the nicest hotel where all the famous people stay. And they sit in the lobby and they take pictures with Bruce Springsteen. I've gotten 2 pictures, selfies of Harry with Bruce Springsteen. And he's only been there for 4 days? I mean, he's clipping at a good rate.
And then when you call him on it, he makes it as if Bruce arranged the whole thing.
Yeah. he said Bruce that he's been in contact with Bruce's Bruce's secretary many times this week.
He's a lunatic. He really is. I don't know what this has to do with anything. All right. Spaghetti, you should have gone on this. I told you this would have been a nice trip. You could have forced Ken to pay for you and Jada. It would have been a nice little, free wedding gift, I think.
I'm jealous of Harry, not only obviously meeting Bruce. I'd love to meet the boss, but it looks they were the best shows so far of Bruce's tour since he started. I am lucky. I'm going to be going to 3 shows later in the year, but that would have been a lot of fun.
All right. There you go. Babyface, you have anything to say about this? It's amazing.
No, Ken, I don't want to be found liable of anything. And I just it's better not to say anything.
Smart. Smart. Okay. Listen, let's bring in our guest right now. Every Tuesday night, he is a roast battle regular at the Comedy Store on Sunset. And every other night, he's a roast beef regular at Arby's on Sunset. Surprised I haven't seen him there. Let's bring him in. Pat Parker's here. What's happening, Pat?
Not much. Just killing time before Arby's opens.
By the way, that was not a fat joke. Babyface Joel Solomon wrote it, and I was like, "All right, that's funny." And
I had a feeling he might have. We took a couple trips to that exact Arby's. So,
oh, you did?
I have never been to an Arby's before. That or Long John Silver's.
Wait a minute,
missing much?
No, Arby's is good. The Arby's on Sunset. It's funny, like when my cousin Jimmy was hosting Win Ben Stein's Money, if I'm thinking of the same Arby's, it's right by that studio. And he would send me out and get Arby's sandwiches. And he's like, this is not fattening at all. The roast beef is lean and the bread is good. He always had some kind of excuse. And I think we gained 11 pounds just in that first season. So
I'm from Chicago where real beef sandwiches are made. So I would never dare eat an Arby's beef sandwich.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, but you haven't had the horsey sauce, which makes all the difference. Pat, I love Roast Battle. I'm friends with Jeff Ross, who is, I think, considered in the top 25 or 50 roast battlers, right?
Yep.
Or
yep,
battle roasters. I love the Comedy Central. I wish they'd bring it back. Damn it, bring that series back already. How did you get involved in Roast Battle?
I moved to LA from Philly with no real plan. I had been doing stand-up for years, and I was like, I was really naive. I was like, I'll get there and just start doing like open mics and like grinding, and you know, the cream will rise to the top. And within like 3 weeks, I was like, this is never going to work.
Right.
It's not a great stand-up city, if we're being honest. And it was really tough to get on any of the good shows. And then there's this weird show at the Comedy Store with Jeff Ross there every week and Dave Chappelle there once a month and Jim Carrey dropping in and all these big celebrities and sold out crowds. And, it was just the energy was crazy. And it was the only show I could get on because comics didn't want to do it because they were scared. And it was kind of like, just show up, write good jokes, show us you can do that. And you'll have like this really cool opportunity that you wouldn't get on any other show. And it's
And you go over for some people who haven't seen it, probably the same people who haven't had Arby's, but no, you go after the specifics of the person you're opposing, right? So I think you get 4 jokes each or 3 jokes each, and you alternate.
Yeah. I mean, you go back and forth. Really, you meet up ahead of time. It's like a really messed up version of like speed dating where you sit down with this person you barely know and you say, hey, my dad had a heart attack, my wife had a miscarriage, blah, 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 blah. You give them all of your like awful ammo and tell them everything about yourself and they do the same thing. And it's like trauma bonding almost. All of my best friends out here for the most part are people that I battled and we said horrible things about each other and then hugged it out and, you know, went to each other's weddings and stuff. It's great.
So yeah. You were 3 weeks in. You thought this is never going to work. No one is doing this show because they're scared. Were you scared at all before you did it? Or did you just say, whatever, rip the Band-Aid off. This is my last chance to make it in L.A.?
No, I'm from Philly, like professional. Am I allowed to curse on this?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Professional talking is kind of.
You can't say that.
I said the wrong thing. I think for whatever reason, I wasn't scared at all. I think more than anything, it's like people out of fear of putting in the work because you have to like spend time writing these jokes that you'll never use again. It's not like you keep them in your act and get years of use out of them. You say them one time and then they're just gone, which I like. But a lot of people, I think, view it as like not a great investment of time. But it's been so good to me.
you know, it's funny. You just talked about how, yeah, you'll meet with the person. And then what we see on stage is you going hard after your opponent. Right. And then back at you. And then you say you hug it out, which is similar to the Stanley Cup playoffs when teams shake hands after brutalizing each other for 2 weeks. I don't know if I like that. I think that gets rid of the myth. And, you know, I want to believe in Santa Claus for times like this. But
yeah, you guys should keep it kayfabe.
Yeah, exactly. You have to hug afterwards. Can't you just throw the mic down and flip them off and walk away? Or do you like this better?
No, this was actually, this is one of Jeff's rules.
Of course it is.
Jeff came in. There were three rules, you know, no Yo Mama jokes, no street jokes, original material only, no physical contact. And at the end of every battle, we hug. And I think the thought is that it makes it acceptable because like I'm a lunatic and you guys might be as well. But I think to the general public, it's more palatable to think that we don't hate each other. I could take it or leave it, the hug. But I think most people prefer it.
Yeah. As a Philly guy, does that make you feel soft?
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody goes extra hard and says some things that are like borderline, you know, because I alluded to it earlier, like I have some things in my past that are, you know, tough. And sometimes people will do all five jokes about one of those things. Right. And then to hug them afterwards and be like, that was really great how you insulted my whole family up here. Great job. It feels a little disingenuous sometimes. Yeah,
I'm gonna try to get that changed. Yeah,
now we can rip on your wife for her interior design too. So
that's all works out. That's rule number six.
How dare you? I'm currently at the Westin on Sunset and
right near the Arby's. Wow. All right. So yeah, I'm gonna talk to Jeff about that because I think he just likes the human contact because he doesn't get a lot, but he shouldn't have to saddle you with that for crying out loud. So here's how it works. We're gonna take three made up propositions, we're gonna assign them odds like a real Vegas sports book, and then we're gonna use that as a launching point to discuss various topics, and then we're gonna play a little cameo over under. Oh, you're gonna love this, Pat. I won. Great game. I think I've won the last couple weeks.
And I am
basically
I'm in a three game drought. Haven't won. It's almost as bad as the White Sox right now.
Well, and we established it's because I'm a better athlete than you, right, Megan? I think that's the only way I'm doing it. You'll see as we go along. But let's play this first part first. Hey, May the 4th is coming up very, very shortly. Oh, we're going to have to endure all the jokes on Twitter, all the Star Wars jokes. I can't take it. But it did get me thinking, in honor of May the 4th, be with you, which Star Wars character would make the best roommate? Would it be Luke Skywalker 2-1 odds, Yoda 5-1 odds, Chewbacca 10-1 odds, Jar Jar Binks 300-1 odds, or the field at -150? Pat, take it away.
I have some thoughts on this. Luke seems like an obvious answer, but I would worry about any roommate with overbearing parents, and his dad kind of seems like a so that's concerning to me. Okay. Yoda, I just want to be left alone with my problems. I want to be a guy and just push them down and not address them and deal with them. I would get really sick of his wisdom and advice and things like that. Like, I don't need you to fix me. Just leave me alone and pay half the rent. So he's out. Chewbacca, the hair on the toilet and in the drain alone is a hard pass for me. I'm actually going to go. I could take the field on this.
Of course. Yeah. -150.
I'm going to take the field, and my sleeper pick is R2-D2 because I feel like he could be fashioned into a Roomba pretty easily, which would come in handy. So
I'll pretty take good. Field. That's a solid answer. All right, Megan.
I like your reasoning behind all of them. However, I disagree on Chewbacca because I don't want a roommate, and Chewbacca's not really a roommate. It's more like having a dog. So instead of having a dog, I have a Chewbacca, but the dog can also pay for rent, which is even better because usually dogs don't pay for anything. They just take money out of your pocket. So I'm going with Chewbacca.
The dog is also 7 feet tall, so you can imagine the defecation problems that you're going to have to deal with, I think, right?
If you're comparing it to a dog. I didn't really think that part through, but I would love a dog, so I'm going to go Chewbacca still.
All right. Yeah, I worry about Chewbacca with the hair and the drain and everything else. Luke is okay. I think we could do better. R2-D2, I get it. He could clean up if he could convert him into a Roomba. But I have to say, with all those noises, I can't take it when the smoke detector alarm goes off, when the battery is dead every 8 months. I lose my mind. I'm in a bad mood for like 2 weeks if it chirps, even for like more than 20 minutes. So R2-D2 is not my guy. I think I'm going to go Yoda. I know you gave your reasons, Pat, why you wouldn't like Yoda. And the downside also is, aside from the advice, he reads minds. So if his ne'er-do-well brother visited for the third time in 5 weeks, he would be able to tell that I was upset with that. But let's have this discussion. He doesn't take up a lot of room, which is great. That's what you want in a roommate, right? If you're single, seems like he'd be a great wingman at bars. He's adorable. If you bring him to the beach, you know, Venice Beach, forget about the bare-chested guy, the weed dealer with the snake. That's an afterthought. You're going to want Yoda there. Very cute. The women would, they'll flee. They'll go. Actually, what's the opposite of flee? The women will attack you. Flock. They really will. Yes, flock. They'll flock. I knew it was an FL word. The women will flock. But most importantly, you could tell the future. And as a sports gambler with a crippling addiction, this is good. Yoda, Warriors -3.5. What do you think? Great. Slip them $50 and that's the win. I'm going Yoda.
Sal, you had the best pick. You really did.
I did.
I just wanted a dog and I didn't even think about the seeing into the future. Darn it. Yeah.
Yes, you got to see into the future. All right, Joel, did people agree with me with Yoda?
All right, let's find out. In fourth place with 3%, Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Those people have some problems, those 3%.
Yes.
Your third place, 26%, Luke Skywalker.
Mm.
In 28%, part dog, apparently, Chewbacca. And in first place, 43% went with Yoda, who, by the way, is 900 years old, doesn't look a day older than 850. So
I need his skincare regimen, huh?
Congrats. Is that right? Yeah. Wow. And 900 years old, isn't it? If he's a college roommate, if he dies, don't you get a 4-0? Do they still do that? I don't know. I don't even know if he could die. All right, let's take a quick break and then we'll be back with our second dumb question. Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesar's Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesar's Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns reward credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using code OMAHAFULL and then place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. You keep those winnings. But if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and older only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 or more wagers only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet is $1,250. The bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, it's 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE, New York, or text HOPENY. All right, Will Levis, big football fan. Pat, you're an Eagles fan, right?
Yeah. Philly, everything.
You crushed the draft again, drafting all Georgia Bulldogs. Will Levis, not as lucky, slipped to the second round. It might be because he eats bananas whole or mayo in his coffee. Lots of weird stuff, Megan. You heard about this Will Levis, right? Turned you off.
I did. That's the banana one to me is the most disgusting.
Yeah. Not good. Well, it got us thinking, which is the most delicious, strange food combination? Is it peanut butter and banana, 2-1 odds? Is it coffee and mayonnaise, the Will Levis special, 4-1 odds? Eggs and ketchup, 15-1 odds? Or ranch and pizza, 75,000-1, yuck. Or you can go the field, Pat, -250.
I'm never going field again. the fact that Jar Jar Binks beat the field last time tells me people, your listeners don't know what the field is.
Yes, they don't know a lot. Yeah.
The field actually never wins.
What's that?
The field never wins.
No, I picked up on that. Either that or they love 300-1 odds, even with fake money. So they're like Jar Jar Binks. So in this case, I did see the mayonnaise in coffee thing. And it's funny because I was actually writing for a little side gig that involved interviewing Will Levis this week. Oh, and wow. I was told we were not allowed to bring up the mayonnaise and coffee. So I think it is actually a concern in his camp that people think he's a weirdo and he was going to slip in the draft. And he did. And I think it is responsible. And he deserves to slip in the draft. It's disgusting. Here's the thing. I would love if I could get those same odds on eggs and hot sauce. You give me a little Cholula on some scrambled eggs.
Ooh.
See, now we're talking. Now, I don't know if you can modify that. People have already voted. But I am going to take eggs and ketchup. But let the record show, I would prefer hot sauce.
Eggs and ketchup is such a after 7 years old, it should not be allowed, or it should be law against it.
It should be eggs and chili sauce is so much better because it's like adult ketchup. It's ketchup with a little horseradish, a little extra flavor. Ketchup meets hot sauce. I am an egg connoisseur and I eat this almost every morning.
Really?
Yes. But I want to dive a little deeper into coffee and mayonnaise because I've been thinking a lot about it. And, you know, when I am just a black coffee drinker, but if I ever want to get a little fancy, I'll just do like an almond milk latte. But that's as crazy as I get with the coffee. But some of these coffee orders are outrageous. And it makes me wonder, you know, would mayonnaise in a coffee just be maybe a little bit better for you, even though it's all that fat? I mean, people get ridiculous things in their coffee, extra shots of this, extra cream of that. So I don't know. Maybe it's not as wild as we think. Pizza on Ranch, that also has ranch on pizza, not pizza.
Yeah, pizza on ranch I could take, but ranch on pizza, no. That's
ranch on pizza, I think if you're above the age of 7.5, you got to quit that. But honey on pizza is very good. I'm going to go with Mike's Hot Honey on pizza. I'm taking the field.
Interesting. I don't think you need to screw with pizza. I really feel like it's sacrilegious a little bit.
Pizza. Just real quick, I just want to say pizza and ranch is like, it's like Luca and Kyrie, where it's like individually, big fan of both, but you put them together and it's a disaster.
It's funny. I think ranch should go away. I don't think there's any good use for ranch, honestly. Anything. Forget, let alone
I like
pizza.
Blue cheese better with the wings because they always say ranch or blue cheese. I always go blue cheese.
I do want to get back to Pat. I do like that you you're for a living you do these roast battles and you confide in people your darkest secrets. You know, my mother. I'm not even saying this is true, but my mother has been in an insane asylum for the last 35 years, and you get to tell somebody, and they get to make fun of you of that, and then you interview Will Levis, like he doesn't want to talk about the coffee and mayonnaise. Like,
it is maddening to go from like comics with nothing going on who will tell you everything to like celebrities who are like, please don't ask about, you know, whatever.
Yeah. He's the one that made a big deal of it. I thought chocolate bacon would be more appealing to me than it is. I wanted to pick that, but I can't. But I have actually had a peanut butter burger at Moe's in town, and it's surprisingly delicious because the jelly, the strawberry jelly or whatever you pick, serves as the ketchup in this relationship, and it all goes down so nicely. So I would go field. I know I'm going to lose, but I'm saying peanut butter burger at Moe's. Joel, what did everyone say?
All right. In fourth place, not a lot of Will Levis burner accounts, 12% coffee and mayonnaise.
This is why I just want to talk about it. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to try it tomorrow.
Ugh.
I think Starbucks is serving it now. In third place,
a big dollop of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
16% eggs and ketchup. Your runner up, Sal, you're not going to be happy with this. 32% ranch and pizza. And your winner with 40%. They served us at the Met Gala last night. Peanut butter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shout out Elvis.
Should that even count? It's like sweet and sweet, right? You run into trouble where you get sweet and sour, or right, for all these other options. And ranch pizza, I don't even know what you would say that is. But
you need the crunchy peanut butter. Otherwise, it's just mush and mush.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, you're right. You need some substance there. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Jerry Springer died last week. Very sad. Got us thinking, what is the greatest chant slash slogan in the history of unscripted television? And it's all unscripted now that the writers are on strike. Is it Jerry, Jerry, 5-2 odds? Come on down from The Price is Right, 4-1 odds. You're going to Hollywood, American Idol, 8-1 odds. Or Baba Booey, 50-1 odds. Or you could take the field at 2-1. Pat, what are you going with?
Hey, I'm old enough to remember when Baba Booey took the world by storm. Baba Booey is like the Sandy Koufax, like really strong peak, but it didn't have the longevity. So I can't in good conscience go with that one. You know, he just died. You gotta go, Jerry. That chant is iconic. It was before WorldStar came along, when you would see people engaging in insane behavior, you would immediately in your head start chanting Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. It's iconic. It'll live forever. Even if he did not, I'm going to go with Jerry, Jerry.
He was so, the thing that inspired it is, God bless him, his sense of humor was so corny, right? So he would be like, there'd be people arguing and he'd be like, wait a minute. You keep that up and you're going to be sleeping on the couch tonight. And the audience loses their like, oh, Jerry, Jerry. He's like, what did he just say? That was like when Roast Battle was in its early days. But okay. Megan, what do you say?
I'm going to say, Sal, you get a car. Pat, get a car. Joel Solomon, you get a car. Everybody is getting cars. I'm going with the field and taking Oprah.
That was huge. That was very, very big for several years, right? That was Oprah's favorite things in every episode, or I don't know how long she would give out, not cars, but there were a couple of times when she gave out cars and would scream. Yep. Yeah, that was good. That and Tom Cruise jumping on her couch. All right, there's so many to choose from. You're fired, I hate to say, is a big one, right? Mm-hmm. And that guy became president, I think. You are the weakest link, goodbye. Here's Johnny, it's pretty iconic. Ed McMahon for Johnny Carson. But I'm going to go with, are you ready for some football? And I'm always ready, right? I'm already tuned in August, so I don't even care. I couldn't be more ready. But when Hank Williams Jr. is going to ask you, really gets your Gatorade juices flowing, right, for the football season. Plus, I did a bit on Jimmy Kimmel Live where I would basically hide with a Nerf ball at the side of a building on Hollywood Boulevard and toss it at the face of an unsuspecting pedestrian and say, are you ready for some football? And just as it hit them, they'd either laugh or they'd get mad or they'd sue. It was a different time. Now that the writers are on strike, you're not going to get gems like that. But that's my pick. Are you ready for some football? Joel, what do people say?
Now, we had the closest voting in Laughline's history.
Ooh,
a historic moment.
Yes. In fourth place, let's just get rid of this one, with only 1%. You're going to Hollywood.
Okay.
In third place, 32%, Baba Booey.
Wow.
In second place, your runner-up with 33%, Come On Down. And your first place winner, 34%, Jerry. Jerry.
Wow. That's really close. I think that adds up to 109%, but that is really close. I can't believe that. Interesting. The Baba Booey, Pat, is good because I commented that unless you're betting on golf, Baba Booey is the only reason to watch golf on TV, right? It's like for the backswing on the Baba Booey, that's what you want to see. Otherwise, I don't know. It's kind of a waste of a day.
Yeah, nobody's there for the get in the hole guy. Nobody.
Right.
Exactly. Baba Booey or just shut up.
Exactly.
Also, shout out to You Are Not the Father, which I feel like we
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We did.
That's right. Oh, yeah. We circled around that with Jerry, Jerry. But yes, You Are Not the Father. All right. Let's take another break. And then now get serious, Pat. We're going to do Cameo Over Under. We'll be right back. All right. It's time for the game that's sweeping the nation, guessing the price of celebrities' greedy participation. It's Cameo Over Under.
Grab some money from a jar. Get a message from a star. The price is what we really wonder. It's Cameo Over Under.
I don't know how to dance.
Oh, no.
It's a great song. I hope it's not too loud, Pat. I don't want the other people in the hotel getting upset at you. But anyway, that's it. And that's the game right there. It's just a song. Now, what's going to happen is Babyface Joel Solomon is going to give us the name of someone who offers their services on Cameo. Then our staff production crew, what they've done is they've set an over-under on how much this person charges, and we're going to guess if the actual fee is over or under that amount. It's not that hard. We're going to do this a few times. Pat, are you on Cameo?
I'm not. I had an offer to get on Cameo, and I just thought it was so – nobody knows who I am, respectfully. I'm not famous enough. I didn't want to go through –
Why do you say respectfully to yourself?
To myself,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true at all. I think you should do it. In fact, I think everyone on Roast Battle, there's a nice little niche for you there.
Perhaps. And people do like to be roasted. I just didn't want to deal with the potential embarrassment of getting no requests.
I see.
Over a year. So I passed, but I have used it to buy gifts for people.
Okay.
So
all right. I'm familiar. Well, let me know if you need
any. Are you available for hire for roasts?
Yes, like, 100%.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. There we go. Give you a little plug there. So reach out to Pat for all of your roasting needs.
Exactly.
I actually might reach out to you for one because I think that'd be great.
Who are you roasting?
I don't know. Maybe if my husband's birthday is coming up and send him a roast or something.
Oh, interesting. Pat, I'm warning you. You're going to end up on a text chain in about 3 minutes. So that's how this one operates. All right. Joel, let's do this. Who's the first subject?
All right. Batting first, ready to return to the Phillies lineup today. Two-time NL MVP, seven-time All-Star, and future New York Met, Bryce Harper.
I doubt it. All right. Give us a number, Joel.
Over under $525.
Pat, you a big Bryce Harper fan?
Huge Bryce Harper fan. I will be at Dodger Stadium tonight for his return.
Oh.
Absolutely love that man. Like he was my own family. I was going to guess. I feel like 500 is kind of a high spot for athletes. That's like the Kareem kind of number. Mm. I was thinking he'd be around 400. So even though I would pay every dime I have, I would go well over 525. I'm going to go under for the purpose of this game.
Okay. All right. Pat goes under. Megan?
I have had no feel. Not only have I not won in 3 weeks, I don't think I've had a correct pick in 3 weeks. Because of what Pat said, and he represents Philadelphia, he would be willing to pay well over 525. I think a lot of Phillies fans also would. So I'm going to take the over.
Yeah. By the way, I'm opposite of you. I can't pick a playoff game, NBA, NHL, a baseball game, my kids' pony league. But I do. I'm on track. I got this Cameo thing locked in. I think 525, Joel, I'm going to go over. I think he has a high opinion of himself. I mean, as you know, they all do, the athletes, but as compared to other baseball players, Vegas kid, again, cocky. I think he thinks he's in the $1,000 club. So I'm going to go over. Joel?
Well, you would be right because Bryce Harper is drastically over at $899.
Wow.
Baby. Bargain.
Pat, below 900,
no. Pat, you're not paying that much. Yeah.
Maybe when the writers get off strike.
Okay.
I'll pay that. By the way, can you imagine having a $330 million contract and being like, I need a side hustle?
It is weird because if he charges $20, if he keeps that in mind, like, I don't need the money. I'll charge $20. He'll get bombarded with these, right? And then it's then that's all he's doing in his off time.
Right.
So, it's tough. I wonder who advises him on this. All right, Joel, who's next? You got some catching up to do now, Pat.
All right. We just spoke about the late Jerry Springer. He's no longer on Cameo, but director of security, Steve Wilkos, is who now hosts his own show. And he is over under $115.
Ooh, that's the bald guy, right? From, does everyone know who this is?
This guy?
Yeah, the bald. Okay. Big, bald, tall. All right.
It is 115, you said?
Yeah, 115 is a number.
I feel like Wilkos, he can't go over 100 and have legitimate interest in his product. I think he is self-aware. I think he knows what will get people to pony up for Steve Wilkos, and that is $100 max. So I'm going under.
Yeah, right? I'm with Pat on this one. Although he's had a lot of success, he's had some notoriety. Now he has his own show. He does know his audience, and I don't think they're exactly dishing out over $115 for these videos. So I'm taking the under.
I never saw the spinoff. He doesn't strike me as having like a ton of personality, right? And so I don't want to say this because he'll beat me up if he ever hears. I know, big Laugh Lines fan. But I'm with you guys. I don't think he's dynamic enough to fetch triple figures here. I'm going to go under. Joel?
All right. You guys are all correct. And also the father, under at $90.
Wow. Wrong. Yeah. Different show. I know. No, yeah. Okay. All right, Joel, let's wrap this up now. Our guest is still behind one.
All right. The new Barbie trailer dropped. A good time to be a Barbie impersonator, especially if you're known as Human Barbie. Barbie Rachel Evans, over under $40.
All right. Well, we have to see this, right? Here's Barbie Rachel Evans.
There she is.
Hi, I am Barbie. Welcome to my Cameo platform, and I'm ready to do your video personalized greetings. So what are you waiting for? I'm in the studio. I can't wait to get to know you guys. Bye.
All right. Now that she is from a country that does not exist, I think. I don't know.
No, I think if I owned Barbie, I would sue because she makes Barbie look very boring and not interesting whatsoever.
Well, why don't we go first and give Pat if we're going on the same side, we'll give Pat the zigzag opportunity.
What's the number, Joel?
Oh, yeah.
The number is $40.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. Ooh, because she's bad. But to be below $40, you got to be really bad.
Now we're just talking about how much self-esteem she has at this point.
What's the conversion rate right now? Because from whatever country she's in, it could tell us a lot.
She's the last person in Czechoslovakia.
God. I think it's going to be like $37, so I'm going to take the under.
I'm going to go under as well. So Pat, to catch us, you could go... Yeah. Over, unless you really with conviction think that she's
I'm gonna have to go over to catch you guys right. Although I think there's a shot at over because I think there's two markets she plays to. Number one, if you have a daughter who's really into Barbie, I guess that's a thing. And number two, perverts, never underestimate the pervert market. They're everywhere. And
they're all over the internet.
Right.
Listen, you need a bargain Barbie for your 4-year-old. I think this girl checks the box.
Yeah. I think that's a third category. If you feel bad for special needs, foreign Barbie impersonators, that's another one. All right. So first, Joel, give us over or under and we'll decide. Well, either way, we're going to have a tiebreaker. It's just if it's between three of us or two of us.
Pat, just like your Philadelphia Flyers, you have been eliminated.
Oh, wow.
Barbie Rachel Evans. Right.
Well, see,
under,
now I know. So she's under 40, and I don't trust that Megan's looking down at whatever.
I'm going to write. I'm writing.
Well, you already said 37, right?
So I know, but now I'm thinking, is that my final answer? Do I get to adjust it? Joel, what are the rules?
Is that my final answer? One of the great slogans in a TV history. Okay. All right, now I have to, now I have to figure out. All right, we'll both write it down.
We really need some music for this when,
okay,
when you guys
I got
are
mine.
Writing it
Cameo
down.
Over
I got
on
it.
The music. Ready? One, ready. Two, three. 33.
So
3150 and under is me. 3151 and over is Megan Conley, Morant, Jessica Parker, O'Brien.
Well, it's good news for one of you because Barbie Rachel Evans is $35. Oh, your winner and new champion of Cameo Over Under. Congratulations, Megan Moran Conley O'Brien Smith.
I don't like that.
Man, just like the White Sox got out of their losing slump, so did I. It is a great day to be me. It's a great day to be back on top.
Stop it. Pat, just roast her. Roast her and get her into press the leave meeting button.
Listen, Sal has a lot of material. There's a lot to work with on me. I'm telling you.
Pat, well, thank you for coming on. Congratulations. Good luck in the inevitable text chain with Megan Morant, Conley. It's going to be great. Maybe you'll get pinned. That'd be terrific. Pat, give us a plug.
Follow me on Instagram at thepatbarker. If you are in Tokyo, I will be roast battling in Tokyo on June 3rd. Go to Tokyo. I swear to God, that's true. They are flying me to Japan, and all I have to do is insult someone on stage when I'm there. Very excited about that. And I also have a sports podcast called Pat and Jeff Like Sports. So if you have room in your life for one more sports podcast, check
it out. I love it. Now, wait, hold on. Let's go back here. They're flying you. So is it? It's not the typical roast battle format. You're just going to go after people in the audience, or is it?
No. I'm battling the Japanese roast battle champion. That's great. You know, so a lot of people know everything we did on TV on Comedy Central, but over the last couple of years, we've been working to establish a worldwide roast battle team. And we have 12 cities currently involved. Across 4 or 5 different continents, all over the place. And, I've gotten to travel to some of the different cities and do some things. It just so happens Roast Battle Tokyo, which is one of our newest cities.
I love that.
Is doing a big LA versus Tokyo kind of thing. So I get to, I've always wanted to go, and what better way, right?
It's great. I feel like you're at a disadvantage a little because you're going to have to go through an interpreter, right? Whereas the home team, the Japanese, speak Japanese?
It's entirely English speaking. It's a little bit.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I have to say it loses some of the impact when you're like, I'm battling in English against a guy who is originally from the United States.
Right.
But a free trip to Tokyo is a free trip to Tokyo. So
yeah,
you'll take that. That's great.
Good job. All right, Pat. That's terrific. Yeah, we should go see him.
And actually, you'll feel right at home because the Westin in Tokyo looks just like your living room. So this is perfect.
Wow. Maybe you should be on Roast Battle.
I don't want that battle.
Good job. Thanks so much for coming on. That'll do it for Laugh Lines from Megan Conley and Pat Barker. I'm Sal Singh. Remember, it's never funny until someone loses money. See you next week.